Happiness for Closers, guys, with your host, Johnny Q. In this podcast, you're going to learn how to close your sales, prospecting new business, working with sales objections, getting higher commissions, and managing your sales time.
I'll show you how to kill it all the time, every time.
Coffee is for Closers is going to be the best sales podcast online. High performance selling. Coffee is for Closers, guys. This is Johnny Q. You're not selling a product or services. You are selling a lifestyle. I'm Johnny Q, and this is Coffee is for Closers. This is high performance selling. Before we start, guys, I want to go ahead and give a shout out to all my peeps at TikTok. Thank you so much for blowing my TikTok up. And thank you for subscribing to Coffee is for Closers. Again, this is Johnny Q. Just want to give a shout out to Akil Fear, a lovely young lady that is a salesperson and is killing it. Okay, thank you so much. Sometimes we are, thank you for the follow. And sometimes we're so involved at this toxic place that is maybe a dealership or a place of work that maybe you don't enjoy working there. So do the feet the labor, just like Kill Fear did. And she ended up going from one dealership to another and now is killing it. So congratulations, shout out to you guys, and hope you guys kill it. She just sold a Maserati. So big shout out to you, okay? Everybody that's working right now and you are in a toxic workplace, guys, let me tell you, I have worked in places like that before, and it sucks. It will suck, and you're gonna be eating shit for the rest of the time you're there. Do the leap of faith and move. Do not stick in there. It'll be the best place. If you're not happy where you're working, fucking quit right now. Move on, go somewhere else, okay? Believe me, sometimes the place is over. If you don't shoot your shot, you never know. Okay, the answer will always be no if you don't ask. The reason you are not selling, here's the reason you're not selling, guys. Have you ever wondered why people buy what they buy? If you're simple, ponder about the idea when people experience the purchase phase, most of the time they're motivated how about the product makes them feel. If you ever question, the product must motivate them. It must make the customer feel good about buying the product. If they feel good about the product, they will purchase it. A product or service that you offer can simply be an item with no significance, and the prospect is not emotionally motivated to move up in their value scale. This will never happen if you do not have any emotional motivation to have the customer or the prospect customer be purchase if they're not connected emotionally to the product. This is usually the result that a lot of salespeople are facing when they're left with a no sale. You did everything right. However, you lacked or fell short of supplying emotional motivation to earn the sale. So why is it that customers are not purchasing the products or services from you? Why is it? Have you ever wondered why is the reason why the customer is not purchasing the product or services that you are offering? If you simply analyze why people purchase a product, a compliment to purchase a product must have feelings of emotions. Sales professionals forget or simply don't understand that without feelings of emotions when presenting a product or services, you will never get the same results. You by far, if you sell this with emotion, even the customer can feel even the smile in your breath, boom, That's emotion. You will sell 100% of the time, all the time. Now, think about this. Usually, you will result a very different from one another, from not selling with emotion to selling with emotion. First, without any feelings of emotion, you will get a low value mindset on the products or services that you are offering. There is not emotional enrichment of life to motivate the prospect to overpay for anything. They will work you for the price, best price, best price, best price all the time. The sales professional has not provided any value in the item to be exchanged with their hard-earned money. Once the sales professional brings the element of emotional enrichment to the prospect, it evaluates or elevates the value over product and services the sales professional is offering. So once you just bring the emotional enrichment to make this understand better for you, the prospect or the customer will elevate the value over the product, and they will buy all the time. If you can present your product or services or experiences where the prospect feels life enrichment, boom, you got a seller. I'm going to teach you today how to sell easier, ask top dollar, and close your prospect faster than any other time. Okay? Now, this episode, you will learn the secret to framing your selling message in a way to close your customer in a rapid speed. Getting your message. Keep it simple. One of the biggest mistakes majority of the salespeople make is to overthink the message should come out. If they start, doing a spreadsheet and, a Word doc of, how's it gonna go ahead and come out, you're spending too much. Your customer needs information about your product or services in a timely manner, fast. Just get it to them. A message of sales should be precise and to the point. However, you can easily make a mistake by giving out too much information to your prospect and could result in a confusion, okay? When prospects are presented with customers with a lot of options to choose from, they end up getting overwhelmed with too many options. It will result in not purchases and the fear of making a mistake. The most common objection is that they want to go home and think about it, to kind of find out what's happening. Usually it's the result in a dead stall customer. If you have this common problem, look for my episode on working with dead stall customers. I'll teach you how to overcome this all the time, immediately, okay? To continue, giving your prospects choices is always a good idea. You want to give them a couple of choices. National average to choice to purchase is two to three options max. Don't ever go over there because you're going to overwhelm them and they're going to enter into the path of fear of making a mistake. And nobody wants to make a mistake, especially spending so much. When prospects are given more than three options, they will walk away all the time. Think about companies like Sam's Club, Costco. They only give you one or two options of everything. This is one, and this is B, and here you go, pickle. Okay? If you want headache drugs, you only have two brands to choose from, okay? One bottle, two brands, and that's it, okay? Think about the food options, one polished dog, one hot dog. When you come out, you know how they sell. One hot dog and one polished dog, and that's it. They thrive on this concept. Show less options will result in better results. This will help you to eliminate the zero down option of having the best product for your prospects' needs and wants. More isn't better. Everything has its limits. So you want to create this of showing less options that will result in better. You know, you want to take the headache off the purchase experience for your customer. You know, A, B, C, D, E, F, all these options, customers are going to be, wow, you know, have you ever gone to maybe a cell phone store and they tell you, hey, this, buy this, and this option is this, and this is a SE, SE5, you know, plus the iPhone 12. I mean, you're just like, what the fuck is going on, you know? And that's good. You enter into kind of like a moment of fear to make the mistake. Should I go with the latest one, or am I paying too much for an iPhone 12 where I could get the same results by saving and going with the SE? You know, so keep it short and simple. Showing less options will create a lot of value. Make it easy. That's where they're going to see a sales professional. Okay, you are the professional that's gonna show them, hey, here, tell me about what you need. You listen. Okay, I suggest 1, 2, and 3. Is this correct? Yes. Okay, choose one. This one is gonna do this, B is gonna do this, and C is gonna be doing this. Pick one. They pick one, we go to financing. It's simple as that. Keep it simple. This one vital selling method that will increase your selling closing ratio and will accelerate your customer to the turnaround retention. By executing this, less options is better, you will create a higher satisfaction feeling for your customer. They will want to close with you faster because, hey, we solved it. That is correct. This is what we need. And here, let's sit down and talk about numbers. From my experience in sales, providing purchasing guidance to less options to your customer will feel overall satisfied with their purchase and will be able to retain them for future sales. So think about this for a second. One recent, I recently looked at a study about customer retention. Keep this in mind, the reasons customers leave your company, and this is how the breakdown is. Customers die is 1%. Customers going to other markets is 3%. Loss of business for referral of a friend is 5%. That's if they have a somebody else, you know, you losing business to somebody else because their friend told them that there's something better is 5%. Loss to your competitor is 9%. Customers dissatisfied with the service is 14%. Customer believes you don't care about them, staggering, 68%. 68% of your customers will leave you, okay, for the belief that you don't care about them. This is a huge amount of hard work to replenish. Think about to replenish your customers. Just think about what you have done. You had a prospect, you had to, you know, qualify them, you had to go through the sales presentation, you had to close them, you had to close them on numbers. I mean, there is so much work to have one. By simply doing this and keeping it simple, you know, stay on top of them, contacting, how's everything work? Man, this will pay its dividends. I guarantee it, okay? I guarantee it that this will pay revenues. If you simply focus on less, more concept, you will be able to handle better customer service experience and retention, and that's what you want. You're fighting customer retention to keep them, okay? This will enlighten and your prospects will convert into the customers all the time. I had customers tell me, hey, I'm just calling you for two things. One, see how the hell you're doing. And second, how's the product? And the first response, just recently, the other day, a customer told me, wow, simply wow, Johnny Q. This talks so much about you and how of a professional salesperson you are. I have never been contacted to figure out if everything's correct. By the way, everything's excellent, okay? Call them and follow up to see what, if you can help them, and there's anything before and after the sale that they want to tell you. Hey, is there anything else I can do for you? Do you know anybody? At this time, ask for a referral, okay? You will stay fresh in their minds all the time. Remember, people know people. They might have a contact that is ready to purchase your products or services you are offering. So make that contact. Guys, before I continue, I want to take a moment to thank my sponsors. Please take a moment, and here's my sponsors. Selling with Counterpoint. Let me explain the concept of counterpoint selling. We're getting into the neutral science of selling. I don't want to confuse you, so counterpoint selling is how you word and offer your sales presentation numbers to your prospect. Here's a story I want to share with you to help you understand this concept. One of my friends invited me to San Diego, California to see the national team of Mexico play. I can't remember who they're playing. However, this guy owns a marketing firm and comes with fantastic ideas for business marketing. It was a little bit cold in San Diego, and as you guys know, I'm from Arizona. So I asked if I could go to the store to purchase a light jacket, being that I didn't take a jacket. We agreed, and we saw that on my iPhone. I was looking for a Costco somewhere. I found a Costco nearby. There, as we're driving by, there's a lady asking for money because she was recently divorced, you know, and I could see two small children. Just sitting to the side. She held up her sign and it read, "Homeless, anything will help." After we made the stop, you know, because she was in the cross section, you know, where the lady was standing asking for money, he looked at her sign and just got out a black Sharpie marker he had in his glove box. He walked up to her, he ripped the sign off her hands and rewrote the sign on the back of there, got in the car and drove off. You know, at the moment, I didn't see what he wrote or change her sign. I didn't see it because, you know, he just got off and I was like, what the hell are you doing? After I purchased my jacket, you know, people were handing their money like crazy as we're driving up to the same intersection. I finally turned around and I saw the sign and it said, "It's Christmas and it's home and homeless." So the sign read, "It's Christmas." He just put X-mas and homeless. So keep that again. I finally read the sign and it said, "X-mas," like Christmas, "and homeless." I looked at him. The only thing that mumbled out of his mouth, okay, he said, "If your counterpart doesn't understand the message, you'll never get what you want." I'll repeat that. If your counterpart doesn't understand the message, you will never get what you want. My mouth dropped. How incredible lesson I learned that exact day. How do you say things matters. I always call this guy simply just to pick on his brain and pitch him any amazing ideas I come up with. By far, I never looked at him the same. He can't close a sale, anything, if his life depended on. He can't close a door on a windy fucking day, this guy. But he's a brilliant marketing guy. That was shocked to me the most. You know, he's not even the salesman. He's a marketing genius. So, still a good friend. I always share this story when we're talking about getting your message across. At that point, when negotiating and selling as a sales professional, we need to make the counterpart understand the investment they're about to make. And it's by comparing miserable with the option, the problem they're trying to fix, okay? You need to set your product and compare it to any other situation. In the example I share with you, compares how everybody is celebrating and compared to she being homeless and possibly hungry. See the comparison? Now, she is, it's Christmas and everybody's celebrating, spending money, and there she is suffering and homeless, you know? So see, if you have something to compare it with, you get the counterpart to understand. It made people understand the situation and compare it to their reality of being there, okay? It made people understand how exactly it's what's happening in the reality. Boom. She sold her situation, motivating people to give her money, and that is selling, my friends. Compare your product or services with something, and you will be able to motivate them to have them give you their hard-earned money. Take the following, for example, buying a new car compared to walking in the rain or walking in the miserable heat of Arizona, walking in the snowstorm. It's just simply walking is miserable, okay? Another one, you should visit Cancun compared to staying at home and being bored. Remember, learn how to counterpart sell, and you will be able to persuade people into any of your sales. This has to be one of my favorite ways to deliver my message of selling. Nothing compares to how your message is going to be delivered. Make sure you compare your product to something in return. It makes people sense where you're coming from and places them into the state of mind at that precise moment. I promise you, you will close every deal there is. Selling with negatives. Like other products and services in your market, your product or service that you're offering has some negatives. Many salespeople or sales professionals fall short of understanding how to handle a situation where the prospect is pointing out some negatives out of your product or services you are offering. However, there's a smarter way you can turn a negative into a positive and be able to overcome any negatives from your prospect that might throw at you. Like a previous helpful selling method counterpart, you will be able to compare your negatives to all your positives about your products and services. Once your prospect hears that you're aware of the negatives, use the long list of positives to counterpart sell your ability to close your prospects on the positives. By doing this, you're able to accomplish to showcase all the positives of your product, convincing your customer they made the right decision and to move forward. Your prospect will be left off with the last noted positives from your prospects or services, from your product or services. This helps you answer and compare to the question that they need to answer to justify the purchase. Emphasize that you do know negatives and how they can get across from any potential concerns they might have. So if your customer has any concerns, okay, address them right there, you know? Right there is the moment you should put a nail in the coffin of all their concerns. By selling with negatives, your prospect will place you in a very high value working with a sales professional that is honest and is very knowledgeable about the products and services. And I'll tell you right now, every product has a flaw, okay? Including yours, your competition, however, they should not be able to sell you off of your negatives, okay? You'll be able to move faster, so sharpen up your knowledge skills and learn how to sell with negatives. If you incorporate this with them, you'll be able to go ahead and close them immediately. A potential prospect will recognize this and will help you close themselves on your product. People honor sympathy and honesty when dealing in sales. This will create a long-lasting relationship with your customer for future and referral sales. Don't underestimate your product's negatives. They are important and must be addressed at the appropriate time. And whenever you are doing your sales presentation and you're listing all the positives, okay, make sure you list the negatives first and then all the positives. Present all the positives. Address any concerns. Ask them, do you have any concerns or questions about this, okay? And learn yourself how to overcome this. So most of the time, what I do is I list all the negatives, okay? And I practice how to overcome any negatives because this can kill your sale. If you learn how to do this, you'll be able to convince them and close your customer right away. Selling your product's possibilities. Now, here is a method of selling you and every sales professional is underestimating. Not using this method to close your customers on the spot will cost you money, okay? By far, this method will stop your potential prospect in their tracks and convert them into customers in that moment, okay? Your product or services you are representing have valuable possibilities, and I'll explain this, okay? These possibilities are ideas on the endless advantages that your process can use your products to satisfy their needs and wants. However, you're just not taking advantage of them if your prospect is not commit. If you use them the correct way, they will commit to your product all the time. This method should be only used to convince your prospect to commit to your product. It's easy. So let me explain the concept of selling with possibilities. We're getting this will help you tremendously. Have you ever heard the phrase of possibilities are endless? Of course you have. Possibilities are used to fill your potential prospect with ideas that the product in front of them is over-promising and over-delivering what they're asking for. This creates the idea in the prospect's head that this product has all the answers and you have all the answers to their problems that will answer for future problems if they commit to buy now. What I love about this, selling with possibilities, is that it creates urgency to buy now. Not tomorrow, not next week, buy now, and it delivers the natural certainty in the prospect's customer's mind. So it creates that. This creates the satisfaction of logic to the customer's mind that this product will solve the problem they have before in front of them. It's done by selling the product's possibilities. This product, and I should give you an example, this product will have more possibilities. You have a family of four that looking for transportation. This has the possibility of traveling five people and have the possibility of carrying all their luggages. You know, how easy is that gonna be, okay? So that's a small example. People have a high value on possibilities when looking to solve a problem. As people find a product overvalued, the possibilities of the product can deliver. Take the following in account. Imagine the patient of a medical condition that there's a drug that can help them get well. The patient will overvalue the possibilities on that product that can deliver the results they're looking for. The doctor has to sell you on the possibilities that the drug will indeed deliver the results or can be a well alternative to getting better. The patient will close themselves at that moment and continue with the recommended advice from their health specialist. Remember, hospitals are businesses. They need patients to stay in business. Potential customers do not like the unknown. That goes across every single method that I just talked about. It's a scary feeling to be in the dark, especially when a person is looking to find answers for their problem. People will not purchase your product when they don't know what a product or service is going to be like. That's why you'll see a lot of reviews and people go into the reviews and they look at reviews. That's why that is very important. When you sell your product's possibility, people will make the decision to buy on a positive possibility. When people have uncertainties about any product, they will never commit to purchase your product in the fear that they will make a mistake. You never want to put your customer in that feeling that they might make a mistake by purchasing your product. Make them understand the possibilities, and that will generate the certainty to go ahead in their mind and logically close them. And you'll use emotional certainty and they'll close themselves. It's as easy as that. Always use possibilities to kill uncertainty in your prospect's mind. When you don't address uncertainties, the customer will label this as a negative and that will kill your deal. Always address every doubt and you'll be able to use this method to sell your product all the time. If you, like I said earlier, if you don't ask the question, it will never be a yes. It will always be a no. With that said, guys, thank you so much. Please comment. Follow me on TikTok at Coffee is for Closers Johnny. Please send me some love. If you haven't had a chance, please subscribe. Share with your sales team, your sales partners, everything. And give me some love. Share it on social media. This exact episode, this podcast episode, share it on your social media. Hashtag me. Coffee is for closers. Thank you very much for listening. God bless and sell, sell, sell.